Opening day for professional baseball is just around the corner, and this year it will be notably different. Major League Baseball has enacted a series of new rules intended to make the game more exciting. Stephanie Tsai went to a spring training game in Arizona to check out the action.
On a perfect 73-degree day, baseball fans young and old flooded into Scottsdale Stadium. Spring training is Major League ball without the high stakes, explains 11-year-old Mitchell Ernest.
Yeah, it's relaxed and like they get to learn the new rules, and if they make a mistake, it doesn't matter.
The matchups, this game was between the San Francisco Giants and the Milwaukee Brewers, gives players a chance to find their groove before opening day. But this season, it's particularly critical.
You have four rules, basically.
John Shea is the national baseball writer for the San Francisco Chronicle.
You have the pitch timer, the bigger bases, the ban on shifts, and the limited pickoff attempts.
Shea explained the new rules before plays started.
The biggest rule change is the pitch clock, which is going to make the pace of the game much quicker. And the pitch timer makes sure that the pitcher will throw the ball within 20 seconds with a runner on base or within 15 seconds with nobody on base.
Gabe Kapler, the Giants manager, was initially indifferent about the new rules. Now that he's seen them in action, he's sold.
It's been a lot quicker pace, and we've gotten the same good brand of baseball.
The average length of games during the first weekend of spring training was down 23 minutes. But not everyone's a fan.
What do you think about the pitch clock?
I kind of think it's kind of stupid, but...
Why do you think it's stupid?
Because it's an automatic ball if they don't throw it in 20 seconds.
10-year-old Rhodes Powelson likes to take his time when he pitches. For Giants pitcher Sam Long, who usually works fast on the mound, the rules ain't so bad, at least now that he understands them.
I got my first violation in my first inning of spring training, and that before I even threw a pitch.
How did that feel?
Felt like I was at a little bit of a disadvantage to start.
And a week into spring training, New York Mets pitcher Max Scherzer tried to push the boundaries of the new rules to his advantage. But he was called for a balk because he pitched too soon after the pitch clock had reset. The other major adjustment? The bases are bigger now, 18 inches across instead of 15.
The new distance between home plate and first base is 3 inches shorter. It's a change that favors runners and could lead to more aggressive stolen base attempts.
Giants manager Kapler says he's already seeing it pay off.
We are seeing more stolen base attempts so far in spring training. Fans want to see more action. The stolen base is an exciting part of baseball, so the rules are being set up so that you see a little bit more of that.
Giants fan Chris Soroff, who watches more than 70 baseball games a year, says the bigger bases are an offense to history.
I think you have to throw out all of the stolen base records and some of the hits that are going to be achieved now. And Ricky Henderson, the all-time steal leader, you know, I'm sure that he's not too happy about it.
But Giants first baseman Lamont Wade Jr. sees the perks.
The runner has more room on the base to step on the bag instead of not really stepping on your ankles or on your feet. So I like the bigger bases for that aspect.
The last big change involves how players stand on the field. Long gone are the days of the infamous shift, where players crowd onto one side to anticipate the direction a power hitter will direct the ball. The new rules force two players to stand on each side of second base, with all their feet on the infield dirt when a pitch is thrown. That means more hits and more action on the field, running, fielding, and the like.
It takes a little game strategy out of the mix for managers and coaches and puts the onus on the players to be more athletic, because we're just not going to have that perfectly optimized defensive positioning anymore. And, you know, athletes are just going to have to cover a little bit more ground.
Brewers fan Gary Ray was taking in the game without much thought to the new rules, although he says it was about time.
With all the other, I would say, major leagues out there, you have NFL, NBA, NHL even, the emphasis on making sure there's more excitement to the game. So I think MLB was kind of long overdue to make some changes.
It's the game folks in the 60s and 70s grew up watching, when pitchers couldn't stall for eternity. There were more stolen bases and players took risks, says John Shea.
It's a quicker pace, and that's kind of the game I wanted all along.
opening day in a new era for Major League Baseball is March 30th. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Stephanie Tsai in Scottsdale, Arizona.
I don't know. What do you think?
There's nothing wrong with a four-hour baseball game. I'm a purist. I like the old rules.
I don't know. I thought we'd see Stephanie Tsai sliding into base.